Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so a couple of things we're having. I would like to, today is like the day of having like major crazy difficulties with tech, so forgive me here. I'm trying to do everything I can. Let's see, the couple of things. There, we had this, I'm trying to pull a couple of things up here. I may have to have you pull it up, King, actually. I'm having such a hard time here with everything. Oh, here, we got this. All right. Florida man accused a cyclist of being with the CIA, tried headbutting police, told officers to take him to jail. Well, he is a cyclist, you know, so, you know, what do you expect? No, the Jupiter, Florida, 2911 calls were placed Tuesday night regarding a hit and run. A car doing donuts in a parking lot and a man whose bike was run over by a reckless driver. The driver, 31-year-old Jesse Martinez, was found by authorities on the side of the South Coastal Highway in his SUV. He smelled like a liquor bottle, according to the arrest report. And before the police could take him into custody, they dealt with kicking, headbutting, a violent threat making, and a peculiar witness statement. So he's a 34-year-old bicyclist, Blaise Steinbach. They said prior to that, they contacted this guy who said he was nearly run over. But yeah, when they got there, he accused his victim of working with the CIA, and that's why apparently he had targeted him. So Martinez allegedly ran down Steinbach, causing him to leap out of the way, leave his bicycle to be hit. And then when they finished taking the bicyclist statement, it was the driver's turn. He had DUI investigation. He failed every test. He couldn't touch heel to toe on any step. And so they ended up taking him to jail. So he's got 7 charges, a whole bunch of charges. I mean, these people are, I don't know. The, oh my gosh, check this out. Florida. It's an Alabama school bus, but it's a Florida man. He impersonates a student to ride with a 15-year-old girl. Florida man's under arrest because he got on a school bus to impersonate himself as a student, or to impersonate himself as a student to ride with a 15-year-old girl. Police on Wednesday were dispatched to Enterprise High School after a teacher discovered the 23-year-old dude from Pompano on the bus. Dennis Wimberly, 23 years old, was immediately taken into custody on a charge of criminal trespass. They learned that he arranged to meet the 15-year-old. Got on the bus. She assisted him in getting him on the bus. They had transmitted obscene material via cell phone. So he's charged with second-degree rape, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. He was booked into Coffee County Jail, where he remains held without bond. Man, that dude's going to have a record forever. And also, this guy was arrested for... it was a possession of a threatened tortoise. Edric Akers, 53, of Eustis, Florida, was charged for the possession of the threatened gopher tortoise, which poor little baby had to live in a 5-gallon bucket. So he was arrested, taken in custody, guess, for a turtle. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. Can I saw this, I have some serious thoughts on this. So the Associated Press says the Navy is going to start randomly testing special operations troops for steroids, the first such program in the U.S. military. Okay. I am made of so many simultaneous comments all firing off in my head at the exact same time. There seems to be a little bit of inconsistency here. So where do I start it? Where do I start? My first thought is I want my spec ops juiced to the absolute heavens, number one. Number two, you're going to be upset if spec ops are using steroids, but you're not going to be upset if someone wants to chop off their schlong a la Dresden Dolls backs or a Dresden Dolls sex change song and become like have a gender reassignment surgery. Hasn't it always kind of been? Well, I mean, it's always been known when you go into special disciplines within armed services, there's certain things that happen in order for our soldiers to be super effective at their particular missions. And they know it. We know it. That goes with the territory. Now we're going to... What? Wait a minute. I mean, if you are a dude and you want to be a chick, that's okay. But heaven forbid you be on steroids. What?
Like a Giga Chad.
Yeah. Like what? What in the world? What?
Where? Our military can be weakened, but we can't have Giga Chads. I don't get it.
It's ma'am. Wait, why am I doing that? Because I have it here. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Excuse me. It's ma'am. It is ma'am.
She sounds hideous.
Well, she's a guy, so.
Yeah. True. Yeah. You know. So, I'm just saying. So that's, they're going to start doing this. They've already made the decision to start it, according to AP. So they're going to start randomly testing spec ops for steroids. First time this has ever happened. I can't say that, what I was just going to say. Kane, go ahead. What were you going to say?
If you finish the sentence, we're going to start testing for steroids to make sure they're on steroids, like, then I'd be okay with it. Then I'd be fine.
Yeah.
Because I want them on steroids. I want those guys to be the most jacked Giga Chads out there.
Because that's what I want.
So if you're testing for steroids to make sure they're taking steroids, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, if you're testing to make sure they're on them, I want that.
Yes.
I would like that. But so spec ops can't use steroids, but trainees can, taxpayers can fund trainees' sex change surgery? Well, wait a minute. What if you need to be on steroids because you're a chick who wants to ID as a dude? Is that a thing that they do? Is that one of the things that they take to be like dudes?
It is steroids, but...
Well, I don't know. Like, what if they want to, you know, get jacked or something? I don't know, like, how that works.
I don't know.
I mean, we don't know enough about hormones, period. So I know about as much as they know already about long-term abuse of hormones for the human body. So we're equal there, and that's true. There's no long-term studies. Fight me. So we're equal with that knowledge base. I mean, I want them to be on all the roids. Give them all the tea. Give them all the roids. Give them everything. Like you said, Giga Chads.
Right.
Here's a story. When my grandfather was in World War II, he was on USS Alabama. I have no idea how he was on the USS Alabama. And here's why I say this. Dude was like 6'3". Okay. My grandpa was a Giga Chad. He was not fat. We have like a crazy metabolism in our family. My grandfather was shredded wheat till the day he died. He was a rancher, though. Like he had, you know, was fit. Dude was washboard. He was just like shredded all the way up until he passed. Like we were, it's how he was. That was life. And when he was in the Navy, and the reason I say I don't know how he was on this ship, because were they asleep? I don't know how he slept there. Their bunks were like wee little bitty. I don't know how any of these dudes slept there. I mean, maybe if you were like a toddler, you could fit, but I don't know how it happened. Anyway, long story short, he We found out after he was in the VA because he was exposed to a ton of radiation. Apparently, I guess they were with they were like within fallout range after the bomb was dropped. Regardless, when he went in, because he had like apparently this wild, slow growing cancer. It was like the slowest growing cancer apparently that they had seen. They wrote papers on what he had, and apparently it was him and some other veterans. And they discovered that he had been exposed to a ton of radiation, right? So he's in, you know, the VA, and we're hearing all these stories for the first time because that generation just never talked about it, right? I mean, my gosh, you wouldn't even know some of them were in the war unless they wore a hat. They just didn't talk about it. And when he was in the hospital, you know, my mom and her siblings had to ask, Dad, what happened? Because why were you exposed to so much radiation? This is crazy. And that's when he was telling them about what he saw during the war. And then it came out, he was on the USS Missouri when they signed the treaty with Japan. And we thought, well, how did that happen? And he was like, oh, maybe it's because it was from Missouri. And we're like, no, 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 that doesn't sound right. Well, as it turns out, we figured out why. So I love the PSYOPs. I love how they thought. They picked tall Giga Chads to stand on the route where the emperor and the Japanese delegation walked. The tallest guys in the Navy, they picked to stand there so they'd look like giants when the Japanese came to surrender. My grandpa was 6'3". Go figure. That's why he was on the USS Missouri, because he was huge. He's a Giga Chad. Tall and lean, a mean machine. And I want that for our military. I want them to be able to be total Giga Chads, right? So I don't see why this is, I don't get this. Why is there, oh my gosh, we can't have spec ops cheating to go after terrorists. Oh heavens no. Are you taking performance enhancing ass kicking drugs? We just need to find out about this. We can't have it. It wouldn't be PEDs. What would you call that? Piacadids. Are you guys cheating to kill the bad guys? We need to find out. Really?
This isn't Major League Baseball.
No, I know.
The NFL.
I want you to be cheating. Who is it that said war is cheating? Who wins the war? War is cheating. Yeah. Who was it that said that? I need to know that. Hang on. We're not going anywhere until I figure it out. It's Friday. What is it that they? I swear this was like a. Where did we just? I literally just read something about this. Anyone who says you don't cheat, no. If you're not cheating, then you're not really fighting. I don't want to hear it. So, you know what it was in Lioness, Taylor Sheridan series. So apparently it wasn't like a total, but you get what I'm saying. I don't understand why this is the thing. This bothers me so bad. Do you love hiking or camping? Whether it's a short walk through the woods or an overnight stay along the trail, Kel-Tec has the protection you need. For two decades, the Folds and Half Kel-Tec Sub 2000 carbine has been filling the pistol caliber carbine gap with options for several popular magazines, including Glock, Smith & Wesson, and Sig Sauer. The Kel-Tec Sub 2000 is much easier and less to take along. Sights are intuitive, the stock is adjustable, and field stripping is a breeze. Plus, the Sub 2000 can easily be disassembled for cleaning or inspection without extra tools to carry in your pack. From now until March 2024, Kel-Tec is offering a $100 rebate program on any newly purchased Sub 2000 from a licensed dealer. Buy a Kel-Tec Sub 2000, get $100. So if you've been waiting for the right time to buy an American original, consider this your invitation and visit KeltecWeapons.com today. That's KeltecWeapons.com to learn more about the Sub 2000 and $100 rebate program. KeltecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this is interesting. New York is sinking. NASA has revealed hotspots that are dipping more than twice as fast as the entire metropolitan region. They include LaGuardia. They've dropped 0.15 inches annually. And they said that it's sinking under the weight of skyscrapers. Okay, so... But every horror movie that I've ever seen, it's built on a network of tunnels that go down into a pit where a monster lives. So how does that work? How does it sink? Wouldn't it just fall through? It's like very Venice-y. I'm just going to say it's very, very Venice-like. Let's see. Is a crash incoming? Entire U.S. Treasury yield curve moves toward or above 5%, raising the risk that something's going to break. All the things are going to break. I don't like this either. I don't like any of this. You know, I'm just, All right, so we'll talk. We'll come back to more economic stuff. This is kind of interesting. A very unique George Washington letter written in 1777, in which he said God in heaven in the American Independence emerges for sale for the first time. It's been valued at $275,000 by a collection auction house in Philadelphia. And it's the only Washington letter from the Revolutionary War mentioning heaven. Now, it's a Daily Mail piece, which means that their headlines are barely literate and the lead's buried and they end their sentences in preposition because, God help them, none of them ever went to J school and learned how to write a balanced sentence or spell. But ultimately, it means that he says that God in heaven supported the American independence in this letter. And it's the only letter during the Revolutionary War in which he's mentioned heaven and mentioned in this regard. But it was written in October of 1777, right after he heard about the first victory over the British during the Revolutionary War. So that went on sale. It looks so it's going to fetch, you know, if you got a nice, you know, six figures, 270 something laying around, 270,000 laying around, it can be yours. What would you do with it, though? I mean, you'd have to put it in a special case because it's this like old timey parchment and, you know, all of this stuff. So cannabis overuse is linked to heart failure and heart attacks, according to a study from Forbes. People say that weed usage really skyrocketing, though? Is it?
It's been legalized in a lot of states recently, so I imagine, yeah.
You know, I know like a ton of conservatives and libertarians, and it's weird because you would always think the libertarians are the potheads. They're not, though. Like, I don't know any libertarians that actually, I don't know. But so when they say overuse cannabis, are they talking about the fancy stuff that you get in like those California shops where they have it by different types? Is that what, so they say that adults who overuse, I didn't know if you could do it, cannabis, 60% are more likely to experience heart failure, strokes, and heart attacks compared to adults of the same age and gender without what they call cannabis use disorder, which is a stupid phrase. Stop making something a product for Big Pharma. Can we please? Not everything is a syndrome. Not everything is a disorder. Stop it. It's led by a team of researchers in Canada. And they said it was a report published Thursday by Addiction. 30,000 participants. So they actually did, you know, look at a pretty significant portion of them. And apparently cannabis use disorder impacts around 27 to 34% who use it. What is that? Use disorder? Just because they overuse it? That's so dumb. All right. So I have to, because this is one of the funniest sound bites of the week. And it's about nature. It is. It's about nature, guys. Nature! So apparently, South Carolina has wind turbines in the ocean. It's a serious issue, but it's just still funny. Because think about it. It's like wind turbines in the oceans. You know, nature's blenders. It's the ocean's blender. Okay. It is. It's just scrambling up all your whales and dolphins, you know. Why are you laughing? It's still. Can I just say windmills are the stupidest damn thing I've ever. They are so stupid. If I was an alien, I'd want to blow up our planet because I'd be like, look at these stupid people putting up these stupid. And they're not like the rounded ones either. Like the cute ones that you see over in like the Netherlands and stuff with the tulips. They're giant space knives. That's what they're. They're a bunch of damn knives, and we just spin them around. That's what we, and then we're like, damn, it's killing the eagles and everything. Shocking. Like, what'd you think was going to happen? Anyway, what time did I send this last night? Hell, I don't even know. It was, what time did I? Oh,
too terribly late.
Oh, no, it wasn't at all. What am I thinking of? Oh, no, wait, that is late. No. I'm looking and trying to remember when I did this. Okay, so and it wasn't too bad. So Trump was speaking. Where was he at? Was he in South Carolina? Yeah, he was in Somerville. And he was talking about, like, you know, the windmills and stuff and whales. And I just about died because I was listening to it. And my first, it just was funny because I'm like, he needs to host a Nat Geo series. Listen to this. It's too funny.
But you have a better chance of being struck by lightning than hitting a whale with your boat. There has only been, listen to this, one such whale killed off the coast of South Carolina in the last 50 years. But on the other hand, their windmills are causing whales to die in numbers never seen before. Nobody does anything about that. They're washing up on shore. I saw it this weekend. Three of them came up. They wouldn't, you wouldn't see it once a year. Now they're coming up on a weekly basis. The windmills are driving them crazy. They're driving, the whales, I think, a little batty.
A little batty. Batty whales. Like Kong bat or regular bat? Like I'm just like that soundbite from Joe Biden or regular bat?
Whack bat.
Whack bat. So what gets me, those people were cheering at one point. And I know people like to applaud. And it's like, no, don't applaud the whales getting scrambled out of the ocean. Don't do this. Stop. But have you seen those windmills off the... I Googled it. I was Googling it. You can Google South Carolina, and then you can do South Carolina coast, and I think I did windmills. And it's the offshore wind energy. They're giant damn knives. It's like you put some giant knives out in the sky. And I mean, it looks like you got a bunch of damn Ginzu knives out squirreling around in the sky. It's chopping up all our birds. I'm kidding. But it's a serious issue, actually. I don't want to make light of it. It's actually a serious issue. And they're ugly. It's so bad. Remember, was it Teddy Kennedy? When they were talking about doing offshore wind development near their compound, and Teddy Kennedy was like, we're not having any of that. You know, the big green guy who left a woman to die in a pond. They actually fought that. They fought the development. So the wind farms, I like how they call it a wind farm, but that's what they have it all out. It just is goofy looking, especially when we have, again, renewable energy. We have fossil fuels. That's renewable energy. These just look dumb. They look dumb. I think that it's a blight upon the earth. And again, they look like giant Ginzu knives out there, but they apparently... What is it? Like they're like over 1,000 feet. They have some that it's like taller than the tallest building in North Carolina. The turbines that they were trying to plan for that were going to be off Kitty Hawk. I think it was bigger.
Thanks
than
for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Which is taller than the PNC and Rally. They're huge. They're goofy looking. It's like Attack on Titan stuff, isn't it? That's what I think of. It is. By the way, Kane, sidebar. Do you think that that's how tall they are? Like if it was real life?
How tall the Attack
the
on
Titans
Titan?
Are?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would it be like the height of a wind turbine?
1,000 feet?
Yeah. 1,042?
Pretty damn close.
I'm just wondering. That's just funny. But I mean, it is a serious issue. I mean, they had... What the they're driving the whales a little batty is actually hysterical, though. That is funny. But then you have the people like, actually, the wind industry, they're the ones who are like, Michael Schellenberger had an interesting piece on this. He was like, they're saying that they're not actually killing whales, but they are. And then new boat traffic is colliding with whales. And then they have the high decibel sonar that is separating the cabs from the whale mothers, and it sends them into harm's way. There's like a whole documentary out about this. That's all about, you know, all this stuff going on in the North Atlantic and the problem that they're having with whales out there because of all this. It sounds goofy and you want to laugh your head off about it because, but it's true. All of it's true.